Google tackles its YouTube controversy with a little brand safety monitoring. Will it work?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Google has unveiled new measures meant to help marketers track where advertisements appear across YouTube. This is in the wake of the controversy over the company's placement of ads alongside videos some might deem objectionable. Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Jack Marshall, also host of the MediaMix podcast at the Podcast Network right here. Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good.
So here we are with the latest chapter in this Google saga we've been covering for some time now. We'll call this chapter Brand Safety Monitoring.
Yep.
Let's go with that. So this is basically third-party measurement companies monitoring ads. How would the feature work? How would advertisers utilize it?
Yeah, so essentially this would involve Google sort of opening up its systems to these third-party companies who can sort of track where ads appear across YouTube in this instance. So an advertiser would enlist the help of this third-party company to work with YouTube to then sort of report back to them sort of the content against which their ads appeared. The idea being that YouTube can say, you know, use a third party to verify the sort of brand safety and appropriate nature of the content.
So this is, I guess, one of the biggest parts of the shift that they're making to monitor this controversy. So there were new policies announced. Were these reflected in the additional changes that Google sent to advertisers as well?
Yeah, so there are kind of two parts to this. There's the third-party sort of reporting element, and then there's the changes that YouTube sort of plans to make to its own systems.
Okay.
So these were first announced last month. It said, you know, we're going to update our policies. We're going to be more aggressive with the way that we sort of categorize content. So this week they've reached out to advertisers and said, you know, we're sort of raising the bar with what we deem by default to be sort of acceptable content, and making a number of other sort of tweaks as well to allow advertisers to control or have a bit more control over where the ads appear across the site.
Has it worked to also set a higher bar for content, and how so?
Yeah, so by default, I think it's going to sort of a little bit more on the side of caution.
Okay.
So advertisers can sort of opt in to push that threshold a little bit further if they feel comfortable with that. But I think by default, if you're going to buy an advertising campaign across YouTube, the idea is that they're going to keep you sort of further away from content that maybe is, you know, it's subjective, but maybe then an advertiser may deem inappropriate for their brand.
I see. Is the use of smart software becoming more prevalent within this restructuring?
Yeah, so obviously artificial intelligence is sort of a word that gets thrown around
always
a lot these days. But yeah, increasingly all types of companies, you know, Google, YouTube, Facebook, and sort of any company who has to sift through a large amount of content or a large amount of data is sort of investing in these artificial intelligence or automation to help it do so. So Google said that it's sort of working on tools just to sort of help it, I guess, more accurately sift through the huge amount of content that it has to across sites such as YouTube.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jack Marshall, talking Google's new brand safety initiative. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jack, tech stuff aside, there are some things that tech can't really monitor, like perhaps taste. And, you know, that doesn't seem quite doable ultimately without some human discretion. Maybe one day, I mean, they're making some big advancements,
yeah,
but I guess that's obviously going to be coming into play inevitably.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Again, it's subjective. There is nuance to a lot of these videos. There are, you know, tone of voice, perhaps.
Yeah.
So you could use sort of language recognition software to detect what somebody's saying. But if they're saying it in sort of a sarcastic tone, then maybe a human would take that differently. So it is, it's very difficult for technology to, you know, by itself to sort of solve this problem. And I think, to be honest, that's some of the issues that YouTube has run into throughout this whole situation.
Right. Right, right. We'll leave it right there. Jack Marshall, thanks as always.
Sure.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Jack Marshall. You can follow his coverage of the media industry at WSJ.com. Also, be sure to listen to the Media Mix podcast. That ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.